On Palm Sunday, we have heard many times the scripture readings about Jesus entering Jerusalem shortly before his crucifixion and resurrection. Today we hear those events as they are recorded in Luke's Gospel. We often focus on Jesus' entrance into Jerusalem on this day, but the Gospel contains much more for our reflection. Jesus had journeyed into Jericho, where he healed blind Bartimaeus and invited Matthew the tax collector to dine with him. He taught along the way and arrived near Bethany outside Jerusalem, where his friends Martha, Mary, and Lazarus lived. He sent disciples to find a new colt or donkey on which to enter Jerusalem. As he entered the city, people spread their cloaks on the road and, believing Jesus was the Messiah, joined other disciples, praising God for the miracles they had seen. Outside the city, Jesus was deeply moved to tears and wept over the city. "If this day you only knew what makes for peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes." He foretells the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. The people and their children will be smashed, and no one stone will be left standing on another, because you did not recognize the time of your visitation. They did not recognize and accept the Messiah and his message of peace. Now, in Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple and expelled those who were selling. "My house will be a house of prayer, but you have made it into a den of thieves." Luke's Gospel continues, stating that Jesus, early each morning, taught in the temple, proclaiming the good news. He taught about giving tribute to Caesar, about the resurrection of the dead, and the generous widow who gave all she had. Constantly, the scribes and Pharisees wanted to arrest Jesus, but dared not for fear of the crowds. Although Jesus kept teaching people in the very temple precincts about the kingdom of God, he was deeply grieved that many did not understand or accept his message. "If only you had heard the message of peace." He continued to teach about the destruction of Judea, Jerusalem, and the temple, which was the center of Jewish worship. In the evening, Jesus left the temple and the city and retired to the Mount of Olives, where presumably he spent much time in prayer. He did this until Passover drew near. He then began to prepare for his final meal with his apostles, which we celebrate as the Last Supper on Holy Thursday. As I write these reflections, the Russians are waging war against Ukraine and pulverizing many cities with their bombs and cannons. Like ancient Jerusalem, civilians with their children are indiscriminately targeted and killed. One city, Mariupol, the city of Mary, has been almost completely destroyed. What we witness happening to cities in Ukraine is also what happened to ancient Jerusalem about 40 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. We can only imagine the risen Christ and the Blessed Mother weeping over the savage destruction of those people and their country. In a few days, when we celebrate Good Friday, we will hear Jesus speaking to the women of Jerusalem. "Do not weep for me. Weep instead for yourselves and for your children." As we observe the terrible atrocities inflicted on so many people and on the terrible disinterest in their welfare, especially refugees, we might ask ourselves today if we have heard Jesus' message of peace. a message that invites us into sacrificial love for the salvation of the world.